This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden says America's military presence in Europe is about to get bigger as NATO responds to the threat from Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
At a NATO summit in Spain, President Biden announced a significant boost for the long haul.
In Poland, we're going to establish a permanent headquarters in the U.S. 5th Army Corps.
The first permanent basing of U.S. forces on NATO's eastern edge. The president says he's also boosting rotational troop deployments to Romania and the Baltics, sending more fighter jet squadrons to the U.K., more air defenses and other capabilities to Germany and Italy. He calls it an unmistakable message to Moscow.
That NATO is strong, united.
The White House says the commitments mean the U.S. will keep some 100,000 troops in Europe for the foreseeable future. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Biden thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday for dropping his objections to the bids by Sweden and Finland to join NATO, leading the way for the military alliance to expand even closer to Russia. Biden told Erdogan during a one-on-one meeting on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Madrid, "You're doing a great job." In response, speaking through an interpreter, Erdogan said that Biden is pioneering in this regard and is going to be crucial in terms of strengthening NATO for the future, and it's going to have a very positive contribution to the process between Ukraine and Russia. Turkey, Finland, and Sweden on Tuesday signed a memorandum deepening their counterterrorism cooperation, addressing Ankara's concern that the two Nordic countries are not doing enough to crack down on the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK.